And we're back. Welcome to another episode of Small Bites. I'm Greg Payne, Marketing Manager with Cox Automotive, and I'm joined, as always, by my colleague Andy Mayers, AVP of DealerTrack Lender Solutions. Andy, it's so great to be back with you. Now, in our last episode, we talked about structured steps, and in today's episode, we're going to be addressing stipulations documents specifically, and more specifically, how to ease and accelerate the upload and delivery process. And I imagine that STIPS upload and delivery is going to take that to a whole new level in terms of efficiency.
Absolutely. When you look at the whole ecosystem of funding a deal, Greg, stipulation management, as I call it, consists of multiple components. The first is structured STIPS, which is we talked about last time, which is which document satisfies a STIP. The next part of the process is really how do I collect those STIPS? Like, what's the way to get those turned into digital images? Because all of our lending partners want those to be electronic. They don't want paper anymore. Nobody wants paper. And then the second, you know, the third part of that is how do I get those stipulations delivered to the lender so they can evaluate that information? Down the road in the future, there'll be STIP clearing. We'll get to that at other time, you know, as the industry evolves. But if you really think about STIP management, the goal of STIP management is to speed up the funding process. Right, by eliminating clearing the STIPS faster for a dealer and a lender, contracts don't wait when they get into the funding queue for a lender. And traditionally, that's what happens. A dealer will send a funding package in with some of the stipulations, but at that point, I can't really verify the income because what they sent me doesn't match what's on the application. It slows down funding. So everything we're talking about is really speeding up the process for funding, which is a better experience for the dealer, better service from the lender. Everybody wins in that situation. So let's break that down a little bit. As I mentioned, STIP upload, we've talked about it in just about every, you know, conversation you and I've had. We have consumers doing financing components now. They're shopping online. We need to tell them, how do I do things to speed up the process? And one of those things is having the customer provide documentation that's required by our lenders. And those are stipulations. STIP upload allows, in our system, allows both either a dealer to use a QR code, take a picture of something, or actually on our sites allows a consumer to take a picture and upload it. And both of them land in the same deal jacket within our system that a dealer can then forward to a lender. And they can do that with what we call STIP delivery. STIP delivery, after I get an approval on the lender's decision page, I can actually take a QR code, upload the STIP. But not only once I have it uploaded, I can then send it to the lender and have them review it before it actually goes for funding. So let's say, Greg, that we required some proof of income from you and your income actually was underreported, which happens sometimes. A lot of consumers online underreport. Well, now that the lender knows that Greg's income, his actual income from the stipulation, actually gives the lender an opportunity to actually lend more to that customer potentially, or change their structure. So a lender could actually restructure their loan offer based on your income. So STIP delivery is really important because it does two things. It allows the lender to reevaluate the loan at the time of credit prior to the contract package. It also allows the lender to clear a STIP so that when a dealer actually submits their funding package, they know they won't have any issues, nothing's missing and things like that. So very important tools to drive efficiency. And I think they'll really help our lenders. And, you know, I think it's where we're going as an industry. If you want to be fully automated, you have to have automated STIP. You know, you have to have STIP clearing. You have to have STIP delivery. You have to have the ability to upload the STIP. And you have to know what those STIP documents are.
Well, all right. That sounds like a great enhancement that's going to be beneficial to all interested parties, the lenders, their dealer clients, and the consumers looking to purchase their next vehicle. Andy, thanks so much again for giving us this download on STIPS upload delivery. It's really been a pleasure as always. And thank you again to everybody tuning in. Join us next time when we talk about the next topic in our Small Bite series, lender referral. Now, if you have any questions about STIPS upload and delivery or any other topics that we've discussed previously in Small Bites episodes, please don't hesitate to reach out to one of our lender solutions experts. Until next time, have a great day.